From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Snowpack provides our water, especially in the American West. And new research shows wildfires may be affecting it. Snow accumulates in the mountains in winter, then melts in spring to fill rivers. As we've discussed in prior EarthDates, that runoff is critical to water supplies for irrigation, fisheries, and cities. Earlier melting, due to more winter rain, has brought spring floods. This can mean lower water supplies in summer and fall. Now, wildfires have been shown to also promote earlier melting. For the past century, U.S. forestry policy has been to put out all wildfires, which has led to an accumulation of deadwood that could burn as fuel. Combine this with hot, dry fire weather and more people now living in fire zones who set more fires, and the result is more acres of western forest burned each year. Scientists analyzing snowpack across western mountains found that an evergreen forest canopy reduces the amount of snow that can accumulate on the ground. But it reflects more sunlight from snow-covered branches. This keeps the ground cooler and slows melting. By contrast, where forest is burned, more snow accumulates on the ground, but it reflects less sunlight, warms faster, and melts as much as 10 days earlier in the season. More research is needed to understand how earlier melting in burned areas may affect runoff, but it could be another important tool for scientists analyzing water supplies in a parched American West. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.